Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
You're ready to get back into yoga, so you order the essentials. A non-slip mat, yoga blocks to keep balance, and an exercise ball. And you use your Bank of America Cash Rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping and up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member, which you put towards your most essential yoga gear. Noise-canceling headphones.
Welcome. Take a deep breath.
Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding. Copyright 2020 Bank of America Corporation.
It will be Mountaineers basketball to start this second quarter as they trail Fayetteville 16-12. Kate Gilbert will clear the inbound pass on the far sideline. Again, they are using the shot clock tonight, which I wasn't expecting, and neither were the Mountaineers coaches. This was something we weren't expecting. I tell you what, Arkansas Activities Association is going to adopt this rule, but not until the 2022-2023 season. Well, inbound pass goes out of bounds. Oh, they're going to say last touch by Mountain Home. And just like that, 1 second into the second quarter, Lady Bombers commit their seventh turnover of the night. Sada into the front court for the Lady Bulldogs. She drills the left elbow, finds Carly Johnson in the left corner. She's going to drill into the lane. Now kicks it out to Byers. Byers puts up the three-pointer, gets it. Allison Byers with 5 points on the night. 19-12, Fayetteville leading as we are 22 seconds into the second quarter. Gilbert into the front court, dribbling near the top, finds Yates in the left corner. She'll take the screen, dribble down into the lane, kicks it out on the right side to Mullen. Her three-pointer no good. Yates gets the rebound, offensive rebound, and she'll be fouled as she tries to find a teammate. They're going to call that on the floor. Carly Johnson picks up her second personal foul. That is the fifth team foul against the Lady Bulldogs. 7:25 left in the half. Jackson will inbound the ball to Gilbert just outside the paint. She puts up the jumper. No good. And a foul's going to be called on the rebound. Yes, it is. Against Mountain Home. And, well, they're still running the clock.
Yeah.
Emma Wilbur picks up her first personal foul, team foul number four, against the Lady Bombers.
What do you think, Brad? Do we roll with it?
Bridges will walk the ball into the front court for the Lady Bulldogs. She dribbles on the right wing, takes the screen, dribbles up to the top. It goes to the left elbow, now gives it to Carly Johnson. Back to Bridges. Bridges will dribble up to the top, pull up for the three-pointer, in and out, no good. Rebounds being knocked around, finally controlled by Fayetteville, and ball goes. They try to throw it to Bridges. She couldn't handle the pass, and Mount Home comes up with the steal. Gilbert's going coast to coast. She can't get the layup to go. Looked like it might have been partially blocked. Fayetteville comes up with the rebound. Outlet pass goes to Bridges. She's it, going in for the layup. Good. Claudia Bridges with 8 points. 21-12, Fayetteville leading it. 6:25 left in the half. Gilbert with the ball on the right wing. She dribbles up to the top. Gives over on the left side to Mullen. Mullen finds Yates in the corner. Yates going to pull up for the three-pointer and gets it. Aston Yates with 9 points on the night, and it's back to a two-possession game, and now Fayetteville's going to call a timeout. We'll break with 6:09. Let's play in the first half. It is Fayetteville leading Mountain Home 21-15. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
We all know this holiday season isn't like other years, but one thing you can still count on is me, as in me banking. When you're shopping locally and online, keep close watch on your accounts with Farmers and Merchants and the Bank of Fayetteville's Me Banking mobile app. Use Me Banking mobile for instant balances, moving money around, fraud alerts, even control your debit card. Keep your money safe and yourself healthy this season. Farmers and Merchants Bank and the Bank of Fayetteville, member FDIC.
I told you that front tire needed air.
I know, Dad.
Where's the tire iron? I told you, always keep a tire iron in a jack.
I know, Dad. I got it. Roadside assistance is included with my shelter insurance auto policy. It's one of the reasons you told me to get it. Remember?
Maybe you do listen after all.
At Shelter, listening to you is what we do best.
Shelter Insurance just announced lower auto rates. See Agent Scott Tabor for more details.
Fayetteville takes their first time out of the night with 6:07. Let's play in the first half. They currently lead Mountain Home 21-15. It's been kind of a game of runs so far tonight. Fayetteville jumped out really early on the Lady Bombers. Mountain Home came back before the end of the quarter and cut the margin to four. And it went back up to nine. Now it's right now it's at six. Here's Fayetteville back the other way. Ball is with Byers. She finds Bridges. Bridges dribbles up toward the left elbow. Gives it to Seda. Seda dribbles into the lane, going up for the running jumper. No good. Rebounds knocked around. Fine control by Bridges. Bridges going to go back in the lane for the layup off the glass. No good. Offensive rebound. Oh, they're going to call a foul on Fayetteville on the rebound. And see, I believe they're going to get Delaney Bowers, who checked in during the timeout. She's a 6'1 sophomore. That's her first personal foul. Team foul number six against the Lady Bulldogs. Jayla Johnson's coming back in for Fayetteville, replacing Carly Johnson, and for Mountain Home. Kay Jackson's taking a seat as she's replaced by Amelia Rucker. Here is Yates giving it to Gilbert. Fayetteville's going back with his own press. So Gilbert gets it into the front court. She's going to dribble to the left elbow. Kicks it out in the corner to Rucker. Rucker's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Rebound controlled by Jayla Johnson. She's back the other way for Fayetteville. Drilling down to the left elbow. Now kicks up top to Seda. Down in the right corner to Byers. Byers is going to dribble to the elbow. Kicks out to Seda on the wing. Seda dribbles up to the top. Now she's going down into the lane. Tries to throw it to a Fayetteville player, but they were able to chase it down before it went out of bounds. Ball, three-pointer, no good for Fayetteville. Offensive rebound for Bowers. She can't get the foul to go. And this time the rebound is chased down by Addison Yates. And she is back the other way. Now being met by a double team. Has her pass knocked away. Ball's loose in the front court. And Mount's able to get it. Claudia Bridges, though, shook up. And so they're going to stop play with 4:57 left of the half. Bridges, leaned over there, so she's going to come out of the game. Lauren Waymire is coming out of the game too for Mount Home as she's replaced by Emma Wilbur. So again, 4:57 left of the half. Fayetteville leading 21-15. Here is Yates with the ball on the right wing, throws it up top to Mullen. Mullen's going to give it to Rucker on the left wing. Gives it to Yates, back to Rucker in the corner, back to Yates on the wing. Yates is going to drill towards the elbow. Kicks out to Gilbert on the wing. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Offensive rebound for Yates. She's going to drill to the low block. She's going to look for the layup. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Bowers. She almost has the ball knocked away from her. And a foul is going to be called on Mountain Home. There, a reach-in foul on Addison Yates. That is her second personal foul. Team foul number five against the Lady Bombers. 4:32 left to play in the half. Lady Bulldogs get the ball back, leading by six. 21-15 is our score. Seda walks the ball into the front court for the Lady Bulldogs. Dribbles to the left elbow. Kicks it to Jayla Johnson on the wing. Johnson's going to dribble into the lane. She's going to go in for the layup. Her basket counts, and she is fouled. Jayla Johnson's going to go to the line for the and-one situation with 4:20 left in the half. And see who they call that foul on. Okay, so that foul is on Emma Wilbur. That's her second personal foul. Team foul number six against the Lady Bombers. Claudia Bridges checking back in as she'll replace Carly Johnson. So Jayla Johnson at the free throw line, where so far she's one of two. She gets the free throw here. She now has 6 points. And it is 24-15, Fayetteville leading it. 4:20 left in the half. Gilbert into the front court, throws it to Yates on the left side. Yates will find Gilbert near the corner. Gilbert's going to pull up for the three-pointer. In and out, no good. Offensive rebound for Yates. She can't get the foul to go, but she is pushed from behind, so she'll head to the free throw line with 4:08 left in the half. I believe they're going to get Delaney Bowers with that foul. Okay, so the officials are talking. Now they'll go to the scores table. It is Delaney Bowers. That's her second personal foul. That does put Mountain Home in the bonus, but this is going to be two shots regardless. Addison Yates at the free throw line. First shot is up and in. She's now 3-3 from the charity stripe, and she's in double figures with 10 points. Bowers going to check out of the game as she's replaced by Rachel Cox, who checks back in. Cox, a 6'3 senior. Yates' second shot is up. No good. She gets one of two, and the rebound's controlled by Seda. And back on the Lady Bulldogs. A little over 4 minutes left in this half, an 8-point margin. Seda's pass towards the paint was knocked away and stolen by Mountain Home, and Yates was able to go down towards the lane for the layup, but they're going to call her for travel before she gets the shot off. And so the two teams exchanging turnovers there. That is Mountain Home's eighth of the night and Fayetteville's fifth. Less than 4 minutes left in the half. 24-16, Fayetteville with the ball in the lead. Seda dribbling to the right elbow. Kicks it, tries to kick it to Byers. Ball was knocked away by Yates. Good defense by her. Fayetteville will inbound it on the near sideline with 3:46 left in the half. 26 seconds left on the shot clock. That's something I'm trying to get used to. Byers takes an inbound pass, gives it to Bridges on the left side. Bridges going to drill to the elbow, now goes down into lane, kicks out to Jayla Johnson. She's going to go into the lane for the layup, off the glass, no good. Rebound's knocked around, finally controlled by Bridges. Bridges will give it to Jayla Johnson in the right corner. She's going to drill into the lane, has her pass knocked away. Last touch by Mountain Home, and it will be Fayetteville's basketball with 3:28 left in the half. It will be Bridges triggering the inbound pass on the baseline underneath the basket. Gets into Seda on the left wing. Seda's going to take the screen, drill up to the top. Finds Byers on the right side. Byers drills the elbow, kicks it back to Seda. Seda dribbling on the right elbow. Finds Bridges in the right corner. Bridges going to drill up to the wing. Now she's going to the elbow, kicks out to Jayla Johnson near the top. Johnson's going to go to the elbow, finds Seda in the corner. She's going to go into the lane for the layup, but they're going to call an offensive foul on her, and so that will be Fayetteville's sixth turnover of the night. Oh, no, they're going to call that on Jayla Johnson. They're going to call her with an illegal screen. That's her third personal foul. Team foul number 8 against the Lady Bulldogs, so Jayla Johnson's going to come out of the game with her third foul, and she'll be replaced by Carly Johnson. With 3:06 left in this half. 24-16, Fayetteville leading it. Gilbert into the front court, throws it to Yates on the right side. Down the corner, it goes to Mullen. Mullen finds Gilbert just outside the paint. Back to Mullen. Over on the left side to Rucker. Rucker throws back up top to Mullen. Back to Rucker. Rucker's going to pull up for the three on the left side. No good. Rebound's knocked around, and ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Gilbert. And it will be Fayetteville's basketball with 2:44 left of the half. Kay Jackson's checking back in for the Lady Bombers as she'll replace Cameron Mullen. Seda will walk the ball into the front court. It's a half-court man-to-man for Mountain Home. Seda dribbles on the right side. Now she's going down to lane. Kicks out to Carly Johnson on the left wing. She'll take the screen. Gives it over to Byers on the left side. Byers going to drill down into lane. Finds Rachel Cox on the low block. And Rachel Cox throws it up top to Bridges. 2:23 left in the half. Bridges dribbling toward the right, now takes a screen from Cox. Dribbles to the elbow, now goes into the paint, kicks out to Byers in the right corner. Byers going to pull up for the three-pointer, no good. Offensive rebound for Seda, and she's fouled from behind on that rebound. And I believe that is there's going to be a 1-1 coming up for Fayetteville with 2:11 left in the half. Kay Jackson picks up her first personal foul. That is the 7th team foul against the Lady Bombers. Camille Pitchford checking in for the first time tonight for Mountain Home, replacing Kay Jackson. Pitchford, a 5'6 sophomore. So again, this is a 1-1 for Ariana Seda. This is her first free throw attempt of the night. She gets the first and earns the bonus. She gets this next one, it'll be back to a double-digit margin. Seda's second shot is up. No good. She gets 1-2. Offense rebound for Carly Johnson. She'll throw it to Byers in the right corner. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Rebound controlled by Seda. Boy, I'll tell you what, they're winning the battle of the boards. Fayetteville is, that's for sure. And now another foul called on Mountain Home. I believe another 1-1 coming up for the Lady Bulldogs. Addison Yates picks up her third personal foul. 8th team foul against the Lady Bombers with 2:03 left in the half. Lauren Waymire and Cameron Mullen and also Annie Norcross checking back in, replacing Addison Yates. Emma Wilbur and Cameron Mullen. I'm sorry, and Camille Pitchford, excuse me. First free throw, no good. She missed the front end, and the rebound's chased down by Mountain Home. Back quickly comes the Lady Bombers, but now a double team forces a turnover as Fable gets the ball right back with 1:50 left. Here is Bridges with the ball on the right wing. She's going to drill toward the free throw line. Now goes down to the low block. Kicks out to Seda on the right side. Seda's going to drill to the paint. It finds Carly Johnson in the left corner. Out to Byers for three-pointer. No good. And rebound's being knocked around and finally controlled by Seda. Fayetteville gets another offensive rebound. That's one thing that's hurting Mountain Home, those second chance points that Fayetteville's, chances that Fayetteville's getting. Less than a minute and a half left in this half. A 9-point lead for Fayetteville. Here is Bridges towards the paint. Kicks out to Carly Johnson. Finds Seda in the left corner. Her three-pointer good. Ariana Seda with 9 points on the night. 28-16. It's a 12-point lead for Fayetteville. 1:09 left in the half. Ball goes over on the right side. Now down the corner to Rucker. Rucker dribbles out to the wing. Picks up a dribble, gives up top to Gilbert. Back to Rucker on the right side. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Long rebound, chased down by Carly Johnson. And back comes Fayetteville. 52 seconds left in the half. Ball goes to Bridges in the front court, and she's called for travel. Fayetteville with their seventh turnover of the night. Camille Pitchford and Kay Jackson checking back in for Mountain Home, replacing Amelia Rucker. And someone else supposed to be coming out of the game because Mountain Home's got six players out on the court. Okay, so it will be Cameron Mullen checking out of the game. 49.5 seconds left. Mountain Home with the ball. Fayetteville leading 28-16. Gilbert takes an inbound pass. Another zone press for Fayetteville. Gilbert gives it to Jackson, who gets it into the front court. Now she's met by a double team. Finds Gilbert. Now gives it on the left side to Norcross. Norcross dribbles into the corner. Gives it up top to Jackson. Over on the right side to Camille Pitchford. Her three-pointer will not go. The rebound controlled by Carly Johnson. Seda finds Byers in the front court. Gives it to Bridges in the right corner. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good. Claudia Bridges in double figures with 11 points. Here is Gilbert back the other way, 13 seconds, a 15-point Fayetteville lead. Gilbert dribbling on the right side, now goes towards the top. 5 seconds left, gives it to Jackson in the paint. Kicks out to Pitchford on the right side. Her three-pointer will not go. Carly Johnson gets another rebound. That's the way this first half is going to end. Well, Fayetteville pulled back away, and they've got a 15-point lead going into the locker room. After two quarters of play, our score, Fayetteville leading Mountain Home 31-16. We'll start the Central Heating and Cooling halftime show in just a moment. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, "Failing to prepare is preparing to fail." And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventative maintenance, or a new unit. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations.
Need a little good news in your life? Well, here's the deal. State Farm has new lower car insurance rates in Arkansas, so you can now get the service and convenience of State Farm agent James Boyette at an even better price. That's right, State Farm can help you save more cash and get the good neighbor service you deserve. It's the real deal for car insurance. State Farm agent James Boyette is ready to help you save at Mountain Home. Call James today at 870-425-4540. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.